Hi, my name is Cindy Truwinski. This is an inner work on connecting to mythic forces. I tend to identify with certain aspects of myself easily and overlook or don't even notice other parts of myself. Oftentimes, mythic forces can be found in the background of our dreams and everyday struggles. I don't usually identify with these consciously, but mythic forces can connect me to universal qualities and personal allies, to strong background currents in my life. They may point to unrecognized energies and abilities in and around me that can impact the way I behave or see myself and the world. Discovering these mythic forces can revitalize me or bring important new perspectives. For this inner work, you might want to have something to write or draw with and paper available. Feel free to pause the audio and get any materials you like now. Okay, let's begin. Sit quietly now and think about your ordinary way of being. Look at yourself in your daily life. How would you describe your ordinary way of being to someone? Take a moment and act it out to yourself a little right now. You can try by feeling the way you tend to stand or sit, talk or move, the way you laugh or clear your throat, the way you nod your head or brush your hair aside. Act out your ordinary way of being. And then make a note or two to describe this. Now remember or think of something you've done or you do in your life that moves you deeply, that makes you feel well, or that you're passionate about. Describe it to yourself and make a note about it. Now imagine or remember that activity or experience. The one that makes you feel well or that you're passionate about. And feel that experience in your body. Remember what it's like. Notice your body when you're in that experience. You can be still or let your body move as you remember and imagine that experience. What happens in your body as you bring this experience to mind? Let your awareness fall into your body. What feeling does this experience create in your body? Ask yourself, what is it about that experience that you long for? And when you're ready, make a few notes to describe this experience or longing to yourself. When you're ready, if you can, stand up and re-feel that experience. Let it become bigger or more exaggerated, fuller in some way. Imagine this experience connects you to a mythic figure who moves or acts that way. Who is this figure? Where is this figure? Notice what its surroundings are and what it's doing. On a piece of paper, draw this mythic figure and its environment. Then tell a short, spontaneous story about this picture that has some meaningful end. What is the significance of this story, or the way of being implied by it? Ask yourself, where in your life could you use this? How could this way of being be helpful to you? How does it relate to or connect to your ordinary way of being that you noted at the beginning? Are you already living it in some way? If so, how? Take time to stay with these questions and write down your answers or a few notes about what you've learned. If you'd like, reflect on what you learned in this inner work and any next steps you're noticing for yourself.